The dry creek site in the Nanana Valley of the northern foothills of the Alaska Range dates to about the same period. Now, these sites, and we needn't worry about the specifics here, and several others, belong within a poorly defined, and I use the archaeological term here, northern Paleo-Indian tradition, which is a northern equivalent of the widespread Paleo-Indian traditions to the south, described later in this lecture. If humans first settled Alaska around 13,000 years ago or slightly earlier, when and how did they penetrate south of the great ice sheets? This clearly is a fundamental question. Did they travel by land or along the continental shelf that mantled much of the Alaskan coast at the time? For years, geologists believed that a narrow, ice-free corridor led from Alaska into the heart of North America during the late Ice Age. One of the ice sheets covered the Rockies, the other, central and eastern Canada. But we now know that this corridor to the south, which many years ago was almost considered like a freeway for people to go up and down, never existed. The two ice sheets were linked. The only way that early settlers could have passed south over land would have been after 15,000 years ago, when the glaciers did retreat and the land opened up, perhaps even slightly later than that. Could they have then come down the coast? There is no evidence for coastal migration, but remember that sea levels were much lower, and it's entirely possible that some groups moved southward along the coast into the Pacific Northwest. Again, the sites are under water. So, you pays your money and you takes your choice. Most people tend to favor the terrestrial route, but in fact, it's unproven. We do not know how the first Americans came south or when they did. The earliest archaeological evidence for human settlements south of the ice sheets is also disputed, but a series of sites hint at occupation after 14,000 years ago. The best known of these sites is Monte Verde in southern Chile, radiocarbon dated to about 14,000 years ago, the earliest well-documented human settlement. The site, which is way south, is a small settlement of wooden shelters in a forest environment preserved in a waterlogged valley floor. These people were both hunting and collecting plant foods and making a lot of their toolkit out of wood. There are other South American sites, still not well documented, which may date to this period. In North America, the Meadowcroft rock shelter near Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania may date to as early as 14,000 years ago. But the dates of the lower levels of the site are also controversial because the dating has been questioned. There are mammoth kills in Florida and sites in West Virginia that may date to about the same time. It's only at about 13,200 years ago that we really come into focus, because suddenly the archaeological record explodes. It becomes more visible. There are many more sites. So the scenario that evolves out of all this is probably, most likely, the first settlement of the Americas occurred around 15,000 years ago. There, I've stuck my neck out. Maybe slightly earlier, maybe slightly later. But I think the critical dynamic here was the end of the Ice Age, when sea levels rose, glaciers began to retreat, and the climate in the far north was somewhat more livable. Only a teeny number of people came across. And they didn't come across in one group. They came across again and again. Lots of groups. Some groups may have come over and died out. It's a very complex process we can never hope to understand. And then at some point, maybe as early as 14,000 years ago, maybe earlier, maybe slightly later, but certainly by 13,200, a well-established radiocarbon date, there were humans living in the Americas. These people, in small numbers, exploded into an uninhabited continent, teeming with animals large and small. many large animals, which were soon to become extinct. Animals totally unfamiliar in America today, like mammoth, mastodon, wild horses, camelids, and others.